The following show is provided as an educational service of the Medium Certification Program of the Forever Family Foundation. People are encouraged to realize that mediumship is not a precise two-way communication, nor can mediums command any particular spirit to come through at any given time. The Foundation does not endorse any individual medium. The purpose of the certification program is to determine, under controlled conditions, whether mediums can exhibit strong evidence of spirit communication without use of deception or fraud.
Welcome to Signs of Life, exploring survival of consciousness. Brought to you by Forever Family Foundation, on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
I call your name, the echo is haunting, the echo is always the same. I call your name, the echo is haunting, an echo can never be changed. So I call your
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Mediums and Messages on Signs of Life Radio, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation. I'm Dori Molloy, and I'm your host for this evening. And as always, we've got a wonderful show for you tonight. We'll be taking your calls live on the air in just a bit to bring through some messages from your loved ones in spirit. So give us a call here on the show at 1-888-627-6008. And if possible, try to use a landline phone for the best possible reception. Our sponsor tonight is Hugs from Heaven, turning loved ones' clothing into loving memories, and you can visit them on the web at hugsfromheaven.com. Now, if you have a business and you're interested in advertising on our show, please contact us via email at radio@foreverfamilyfoundation.org. And our guest medium on the show tonight is Joseph Peretta, and he'll be joining us in just a moment. First, we have a couple of quick updates. Our next webinar is coming up on Wednesday, May 27th at 9 p.m. Eastern Time, and this is called Mediums on the Spot. It will be presented by Lloyd Auerbach, and Lloyd will be moderating a discussion with two of our certified mediums, Joanne Gerber and Rebecca Ann LoCicero. And this is a great opportunity to just learn about mediumship from the medium's perspective. And our summer grief retreat is set up for this summer at the Guest House in Chester, Connecticut. This will be held on the weekend of July 10th through the 12th. You'll spend a really special weekend with Dr. Mohanna, as well as with our very own certified mediums, Joseph Scheel, Kim Russo, as well as our guest tonight, Joe Peretta. For more information about all of our upcoming events, please go to our website at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. All righty, well, let's introduce our guest for this evening. Our guest medium tonight is Joseph Peretta, and in addition to his work with the Forever Family Foundation, Joe is also a Reiki practitioner. He is proficient in reading the tarot. But in addition to these other areas of his practice, he really specializes in mediumship by helping others connect with their loved ones in spirit. And he's been on the air with us lots of times before. I always love having him back. Hi, Joe. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Doreen. Thank you for having me again.
You are always welcome. I might even get you back here at the end of the year again if you're available.
Oh. Yeah, let's do it. Why not? Listen,
Why not?
Have nothing else going on right now, right?
I know. What a crazy time period we're in. But anyway, great to have you back with us. And we have
a few minutes
to chat before we go to the phone lines. So, you know, I wanted to ask you about something. Actually, this is something a little bit different for our listeners tonight, because this is really more within the realm of metaphysics. And it's amazing to me. You and I always have so much in common because I'm into all this stuff also. So we were chatting, and you shared with me that you have a recent interest in the science behind the nature of time. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah. So, you know, I, like you, Doreen, I don't know if many people know how, like, skeptical by nature some of us are as mediums. Right. And we really, we're very inquisitive, and, you know, you approach things, well, I should say I approach things like you because you did it before I did, you know, from a very sort of scholarly, academic, scientific way of thinking. And, you know, my guide said to me that, because I'm always trying to understand more about the other side and the spirit world and the spiritual part of life, you know, where our soul goes, and they always tell me that time has a lot to do with it. So I said, well, you know, all right, you know, you hear mediums say all the time, we always get messages about how there really is no time on the other side, or it works differently or it flows differently. And I've said it myself, but don't really fully understand what they mean. So I was like, let me see what, you know, science has to say about this. Like, what are scientists, not even like afterlife scientists or anything, but just, you know, people who study time, you know, your average scientist here. And strange, but they kind of say the same thing about time being sort of, they don't know what they're measuring when they measure time. And they also, there's this kind of working theory now where they pretty much believe that our minds are constructing time, and that without the mind, there really is no time. And it's our way of kind of putting our constraints on reality, and us, you know, easier for us to understand. And I thought, well, that's very interesting that my guide told me kind of time is the key to understanding a lot of what goes on with the other side, because if they're sort of existing in this place outside of it, that would, you know, understanding what actually time is can maybe help us reach that place, you know, figure out where that is, if where is even, you know, the correct question to ask the whole other conversation. So, yeah, I've been reading about it. I've been listening to some people talk about time. There's a lot of really good stuff on YouTube. Like, I think I listened to a TED Talk a while ago by this scientist whose whole career is about, you know, studying time. And he basically said, like, you know, we really don't even know what time is, just, you know, FYI. And I was like, wow, like, people kind of take it for granted that we have clocks and watches and all these things. And,
you know, listen, we're immersed here in life on Earth, right? And as we understand time on Earth, it's linear, you know? One thing happens after the next, you know? The flip side of that, of course, when you think about it, I mean, time is really just an agreed-upon point of reference, right?
Right.
You and I are doing the show tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern time, so we've agreed on that time, you know?
Right.
You know, it's interesting because I've always been really fascinated by this subject as well, and I've done a little bit of research into that myself. But, you know, when you look at this, so how does this connect for you, given what you do, right? Your work is bringing through messages from spirit, and you're connecting to this other realm we call the afterlife or the spirit world, whatever you want to call it. And how, like, how does that affect what you're doing, or does it? Maybe it doesn't.
Well, I think it affects my understanding of what I'm doing, perhaps, because it helps me sort of wrap my mind around, because just because, you know, I'm sure Doreen, you can relate to this, just because we can do it doesn't mean we fully understand, like, how it's happening.
Oh, my gosh.
And, you know, we do not have the answers. Like, we're just as cool as everybody else for the most part.
Exactly.
But we know what we are connecting to because we have that personal experience and, you know, the validation to back it up. But I think it helps me sort of understand how a soul can be sort of this eternal being, or or how we really are, you know, eternal, because it's easy to just say, okay, you know, we've shown that, you know, the soul survives through our mediumship readings, and but how do you explain that? And if you kind of think about how time might just be sort of this illusion that our brains use to keep us from, you know, being lost, it's kind of like, okay, well, in the higher reality, or I guess you could even say maybe in the more basic reality, I toy with that too. Is it higher, or is it more like where we come from? It's hard. I think it's more foundational, to be honest.
It's hard to find the word sometimes to fit.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly, because we don't really even have the language to talk about it yet, because we don't even know what we're talking about. It's a very, you know, it's a problem that we face every day, this whole time thing, because everyone in the world is experiencing it. But no one can truly define it. I actually heard a scientist say something so interesting, because they said, even though we have, you know, seconds and minutes, hours, years, he said, you know, that those are units we've agreed upon. But he said, if you think about it, like when you measure speed, that, you know, you're measuring how fast something goes per mile or per, you know, hour. So it's like per unit of time. But he said, you know, measuring time is kind of like saying, oh, I'm going 1 mile per mile. It doesn't even make sense. So, you know what I mean? It's almost like we have this reference and we can't even figure out how we have the reference point.
Yeah,
and
it's hard to wrap your head around. It's a hard
concept to wrap your head around.
Yeah.
But I do think that it might be the key, even scientifically. This is just a theory I have, that I think if we understood the nature of time a little bit better and how it's
right.
so, you know, intrinsically wrapped up in, you know, space-time, the whole relativity and Einstein thing, I think it would be easier for us to see where the spirit world might, how that could happen, or that
right.
that part of reality, like, I hate to say where it is, because I don't even think where is the proper word.
It's not aware,
physical.
Exactly.
Right, it's not aware or aware.
It's not aware.
And,
yeah.
Right,
right.
So it's so hard to talk about it in the right terms. But I think
I don't know if you've ever done this, but I'll leave this thought also and mention this to our listeners in case this is an interesting topic for them. But have you ever gotten into the Seth books? Have you ever read them?
You know, years ago when I took your class, actually,
okay.
you mentioned it, and
so
I bought
Seth
them and
books,
I read them.
Right. So these were written, this was a series of books written by the late Jane Roberts. She was a trance medium. And I can remember reading quite a bit in her first book about that and multidimensional realities and all of
right.
that. And I've got to tell you, it's really fascinating stuff. But
mm-hmm.
we're going to take a very quick break. We've got to go to commercial. When we come back, we'll speak more with Joe Peretta, and we'll open up our phone lines to callers. So stay with us, everyone. We'll be right back.
When grieving the loss of a loved one, sometimes a hug is just what you need. Hugs from Heaven are lightly weighted shoulder wraps that are made from the fabric of your loved one's clothing. Your clothing can also be made into memory pillows and sachets. Each Hugs from Heaven is handmade with loving care and is as unique as your loved one's spirit. Visit us at hugsfromheaven.com. That's hugs, spelled with a Z, from heaven.com. Who couldn't use a hug?
We all grieve in different ways, and let's face it, grief hurts. Losing a loved one is usually the hardest event we will ever face. We can throw our hands up and become hardened by our grief, or we can take positive steps to transform it. Love Knows No Death, a groundbreaking and powerful grief transformation method, can be what you've been looking for to provide some peace and understanding. It was created and written by medical doctor and professor Dr. Piero Calvi Perazzetti, and it's a combination of a self-help workbook and video course. The workbook has the power to lessen grief and foster significant healing, and has already helped countless people to not only lead productive lives, but to do so with the knowledge that they will indeed see their loved ones again. The workbook can be purchased for $19.95 on Amazon or on the ForeverFamilyFoundation.org grief and loss page, where a digital version is also available for $9.95. Love knows no death. Truer words have never been spoken.
The CAMLAC Center is putting birth and death back together again. Aimed at changing the way we look at death, the CAMLAC Center was founded in 2002 as a publishing company and teaching center. When we know that there is nothing but life, we realize that birth and death are events in time and space. Our grief can open us to other dimensions of reality and allow us to experience our loved ones who are no longer in the physical body. Our events and products are based on personal experiences of survival of consciousness after physical death and decades of research into how death has influenced the development of our consciousness. Visit www.camlac.com, that's KAMLAK.com, for articles, videos, books, and more to help you cope with the loss of a loved one. Does consciousness survive death? Can technology be used to interact with the deceased? Can hearing from the dead heal the living? At the Wind Bridge Institute, we are working to answer these and similar questions. Through our studies with certified research mediums, we are examining psychic abilities and communication with the other side, offering insights into the limitless nature of consciousness and unlocking the possibilities of our bodies, minds, and spirits. Be a part of it. Become a WindBridge member today. Please visit www.windbridge.org to learn more.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by Forever Family Foundation.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Mediums and Messages. I'm Doreen Malloy, your host for this evening. And if you're just joining us, our guest tonight is certified medium Joe Peretta. Alrighty, so we're going to go to our phone lines. Are you ready to do a few readings here, Joe?
Oh, I'm always ready.
I know you are. Okay, so before we take our first caller, I just want to mention that we do like to hear your voice when we get you on the air. So I'll ask for you by name, and then just let us know if you'd like to have a connection to Spirit or if you have a question for us. Okay, so let's get to our first caller. I think we have Nancy calling in from New York. Are you with us, Nancy?
Yes, I am.
Hi, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Would you like to have a reading, or did you have a question?
I'd like to have a reading.
All right. I'm going to turn you over to Joe.
Okay. Hi, Nancy. How are you?
Hi, Joe. How are you?
Good, good. So I'm just going to jump right in. We don't have a lot of time, but I do have a male energy stepping forward first on the other side, but he comes through in your generation. And I do keep hearing the name like Rob, Robert, Bob. I don't know if that would be his name or if that's someone connect to you. But now, correct me if I'm wrong, this is not husband, correct? Like, I don't know if you have a husband on the other side, but I'm sort of feeling like this would be more, like maybe possibly a friend of yours, or it couldn't be a brother, but I don't feel husband. Do you understand that?
It's my husband.
Is he Robert?
No.
Okay. Would you know who the Robert
is? I don't know a Robert that passed.
Okay. It could be your husband, but I was specifically told that it wasn't. And then I was given the name like Bob, Rob, Robert. Doesn't have to be his name, but that's how you would connect is what I keep hearing. I could be wrong about that because, again, we're doing a quick reading, but I'll keep going with the messages so that we don't miss anything.
Okay.
So he's showing me my symbol for when I'm supposed to talk about an issue with, like, blood pressure or, like, a high blood pressure thing. Could even be low. But whenever they show me, like, salt, that's always my symbol for, like, a blood pressure issue. So, Nancy, I don't know if you have been dealing with that or if that was something that could have been connected to your husband. But he told me to bring that up. But to be honest with you, I feel like that's someone here in the physical world and most likely is a you thing. So would you understand what he's talking about?
My husband had high blood pressure.
I'll only take that if he passed in something connected to, like, the heart or because of high blood pressure thing. Okay,
he did.
I don't mean to, like, berate you with information here or keep telling you the same thing over and over, but I keep hearing Bob, Rob, Robert, Robbie. Like, are you sure you don't know who that is?
No.
That's okay. I'll just... Please don't forget that I said that name because it's this thing that's important. So I asked him if there's any other messages, and he's showing me a birthday cake, which is my symbol for when I have to acknowledge somebody's birthday that either just passed or is just coming up. Like, he didn't give me a date with it, so it's got to be, like, within the last week, 2 weeks, like that. Would you know who that is?
Yeah, my grandson.
Acknowledge. Okay, your grandson's birthday. So please just let them know that your husband is watching your grandson. And now, is that the J name that he's having? He just keeps showing me the J initial. I hate to just give you one initial, but I don't know if it's like Joseph or Josh. Or
Joseph.
Is your grandson?
No, Raphael is his name.
Oh,
my grandson's Raphael.
So Joseph
was my husband.
Oh, that's your husband's name. Gotcha. Okay, sorry. So please just know that that's your husband's way of validating that this is him. I'll take that. That's fine. But I really do think that there is someone else with your husband in the same generation because I heard not the husband. Like, it was specifically told me that. So there's got to be, like, a buddy he's hanging out with, again, with the name Bob, Rob, Robert. Like, just please keep that in your mind because I know that it's a very important piece of information that your husband is bringing through. And I know we're probably running a little low on time, but he did just really quickly want me to say something about, like, something to the effect of, like, he hears you. It's almost like you're praying to him, or you're asking him for, like, favors from the other side, or, like, please, you know, watch our family, or help this person or that person. But he's giving it to me almost like wrapped up in, like, a prayer. So I don't know if when you pray, mm-hmm. you talk to your husband. But he did tell me to acknowledge that he hears that, and he said to he said everything's going to be all right, and then he showed me it like a home, a house. So I don't know if you're worried about something with this, a property or a house or, you know, wherever you're living or if it's someone else's, but if that's not happening yet and something comes up with, like, someone's home where they're going to be living, money connected to that, please know that your husband's got it, like he's taking care of the whole thing, okay?
Okay. That sounds good.
Okay. All right. Doreen, are we good on time?
Yeah, you got... couple of seconds left if you want to give her one more piece.
Oh, all right. Let me just see.
Oh, okay. All right. 30 seconds.
Okay. He, that's good because he was showing me other stuff. Do you know why your husband is showing me this Chinese restaurant that I grew up around the corner from? Are you from Long Island at all, or are you familiar with Long Island?
I'm from Douglas and Queens.
Oh, okay. So not too far. So there was this restaurant called So Far So Good that I lived literally around the corner from, like, most of my childhood in Lindbergh, mm-hmm. Long Island. I don't know why he showed me that. I don't know if it was like a sit-down Chinese restaurant. It wasn't like one you just, like, run in and order an egg roll and leave. So I don't know if there was, like, a connection to, like, a Chinese place that you guys would always go that was, like, an actual, like, restaurant where you'd sit down, or if I'm supposed to say So Far So Good to you for some reason. Like, I don't know if that was that was the name of the restaurant.
He did, like,
one
of the Chinese restaurant that was in my neighborhood.
That was like he was... I may take that. If that was, like, your husband's spot,
Yeah, he loved it.
Okay, but it was, like, a sit-down one?
Yeah, it was a restaurant. A sit-down restaurant,
I'll take that. There we go. That's got to be all that is, then, because he just... That was really the only sit-down one that I can really, you know, that I think of. It wasn't, like, a sort of, like, you know, your average one that you just walk in.
Oh, no. It's a fancy place.
Yes. Gotcha. There we go, because this one was a little fancy, too. It was, like, a little pricey. They used to have, like, a Santa thing in it around Christmas, so I'll take that. It's just your husband's way of acknowledging things that I wouldn't know. So that you know that he really is okay on the other side, you know, and watching you guys, all right?
Oh, great. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Nancy,
all right.
Thank you
You're
for
welcome.
Calling in. I hope this helps a bit.
Oh, thank you.
All righty. Okay, let's get to our next caller. We have Stephanie calling in from New York. Are you with us, Stephanie?
Yes. Hello.
Hi. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Did you have a
thank
question
you.
For us, or would you like a mini reading?
A mini reading?
Okay, I'm going to turn you over to Joe.
Okay, Stephanie, how are you?
Hi, good. How are you?
Good. Okay, so I know that this show is called Mediums and Messages, and we are connecting people on the other side. So I do feel like I have, I am getting, like, grandmother energy pushing through on the other side connected to you. But I got to tell you, I sort of feel like my guides are pushing in here for a second. And they're talking to me about work. So I know, like, the work situation with everyone is a little bit up in the air right now because of everything going on. But I am hearing something about, like, either a change in either what you're doing, or it could even be, like, going back to work type of situation again because of everything going on. But I'm getting a big, burst of energy in August, so you may be finding something out about your job, like the job change, or to me it feels positive, so I wouldn't really worry about it too much if this isn't happening just yet, but August feels like a big month for that. So were you, like, I don't know if you had any questions about that at all. I mean, again, this is a show more to connect with other people, but for some reason they had me bring that up. So was that a question in your mind at all, or is that just something I'm picking up on?
I mean, I started something kind of right before everything started, a new job. I'm just kind of settling into it now, but I'm leaving. I guess things are open. I'm not really sure what's going to happen. I guess August will be.
I don't think it's like you're going to get fired or anything. It feels like a positive thing. So roll with that. Whatever happens in August, like, I feel like you'll know exactly what it is. You'll know where you're headed. It's a positive thing is how I'm getting that. But with this grandmother energy, because I am trying to focus on spirit here, I do have grandmother coming through on the other side. Would you know who, like, Anne, Annie, Anna, like that name is? It could even be like a two-part name, like a Marianne or Mariana. Like, I may take that. But I'm hearing more like the Anne, Anna, Annie. I don't know if that, your grandmother didn't say that that's her name, so I don't know if that would be someone in your family, but she's giving me that, like Anne, Anna, like that.
Anne, Anna. I don't have anyone.
I just asked her for more, and she said to me sister, so I don't know, did your grandmother have like a sister, sister-in-law with that name, or somehow connected, like if you have a sister, usually they'll give me a relationship to kind of like try to clear up who they're talking about. Just to help you figure out who that is. I feel it's someone that's on the other side already. So just ask if you can. But I'm getting like the sister connected to Anne. Like that's how I keep feeling about that. This is going to sound kind of strange, Stephanie, but your energy feels so familiar to me. Have I read you before in some form or have I met you before? Like, I don't know why, but this grandmother and she's coming through, she's showing me like a connection between us. I'm not too sure what that would mean. I never get this ever. It's kind of weird to say on the radio, but do you know what? Like, do I know you?
I don't think so. Maybe you've read my mom before in the past. If that's possible.
That could be. Honestly, if I've read someone in your family and like I've spoken to like this person before, you know, your grandmother, I may take that because she made me feel like a familiarity with us. And I'm like, well, I don't know who she is. Like, I don't recognize your voice, but it might just be, you know, your grandmother, saying hello to me again. You know what I mean? Like just acknowledging the connection. There is one more thing. Your grandmother showed me next month, the month of June. And she did show me kind of like a smaller celebration, but a celebration nonetheless. So I don't know if someone has like some kind of party planned or something. But I do keep seeing people like how you have like a backyard party or something or like an outdoor thing.
Okay.
Do you have anything planned, in June that's supposed to happen?
My mom's birthday.
Do you usually do something for your mom's birthday?
Yeah, we usually do, but I guess with everything going on, it would probably be in the backyard. That would make sense.
Right. I'll take that. And your grandmother acknowledged that she will be there. That's why she's bringing this up. But again, sort of like a smaller get together outside, like that kind of thing. So if you are wondering, like, is it going to happen? Are we going to do anything for mom this year? I'm going to say yes. But again, sort of like maybe social distance or like a lot smaller, you know what I mean? Like that kind of thing. There's one last thing I have to bring up. I know I'm probably going over, but I can't shut your grandmother up.
We have about a minute. Go ahead.
Oh, good. Oh, we have time. Great.
Yep.
Grandmother keeps bringing up this little girl. So do you have a daughter yet? Do you know if there was like, this seems like it would be like great granddaughter to your grandmother. But she wants me to bring up this little girl. Do you know her yet?
No, I don't have any children.
So that's okay. This is, I'm sorry.
She doesn't have any great grandchildren yet.
So this has got to be her acknowledging one that is on the way. Doesn't have to be like someone's pregnant right this second, but she is acknowledging it. But I keep hearing like the name, like Casey or Cassie or like a name like that. So I don't know if that's anyone in your family or it could end up being like this child's name. But your grandmother's insisting, honestly, I don't know if you want to have kids or not, but she's really making me feel like this kid is somehow connected to you. So have you thought about having children? Like, do you want to?
I would like to have children.
Good.
You too, yeah.
Good. That's good news then. That's fine. It doesn't have to be tomorrow, but she's insisting like that I don't know if you happen to like those names or if they just end up being that, you know, just remember that your grandmother said this. But she is acknowledging like the daughter. I really do feel like that's going to be your baby, not like a cousin's or really get the more and more I tune in, the more and more she's showing me this connected, with you. Like that's how I keep getting that. Do you have someone in your family who's like, I don't know, like a chef or like, I don't know, wine cook for a living or something? She keeps showing me like cooking, but like, I feel like I'm getting paid for it. Do you know who that is?
Oh, no, I don't. I don't think I know anyone.
Okay. I'll ask some more. Stephanie, are you, like, married yet or dating somebody?
Just a few seconds, Joe.
Okay, I really quickly keep getting that connected to like a relationship thing. So I don't know if you're already in something, if this is someone else that someone's married to or dating, but it sort of feels like it would be like a spouse or a boyfriend or who's like a chef or a personal chef or something like that, like to do with like cooking. Well, I'll just leave that there because we're running out of time. Okay. But it's okay if you don't understand it right now, just keep it there because it's definitely something your grandmother just wants to bring up. All right?
Okay.
All righty.
Thank
have
you
to
so
leave
much.
It there. Stephanie, thank you so much for calling into the show. I hope this helped a bit.
Yes.
Alrighty.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Okay, we've got time for one more quick call, Joe, before we go to break. So let's go to Marguerite in Pennsylvania. Marguerite, are you with us?
I am. It's actually Margaret.
Margaret, okay. Sorry about that. Margaret, would you like to have a connection with Spirit, or did you have a question?
Yes. But I had a question, but also I'd like to have a spirit. How do you protect yourself before you do a reading? Or how do you do that?
All right. Well, Joe, you take that first. Go ahead.
Yeah. So for me, I know for every medium it's a little bit different, Margaret. But for me, I'm sure if you're interested in the subject, you've heard about, you know, surrounding yourself in white light or, you know, like a bubble of positivity. And I usually do something like that. But I also, you know, I do this 4 or 5 days a week, and I read however many people a week I read. So I do feel that I sort of have, like, a guard up anyway against not so much anything evil or bad, but more people kind of draining your energy. Or, you know, because sometimes when you do readings, people will, you know, kind of suck the life out of you, as they say. So it really is more about, like, for me, like a personal boundary or like an attitude going in. I don't know, Doreen, if you feel that too, if that's how
operate. Something similar, sure, something similar for me. But I also rely on my guides a lot. And I usually ask my guides to, you know, in whatever manner they want to assist or to offer that protection or whatever. But, you know, I've been doing this for so long, and it's very comfortable for me to connect in with that realm that we call spirit or the afterlife. So I don't get too, you know, concerned about that. I'm not connecting with energy that isn't good for me or anything in that way. But that's a great question. I'm really glad that you asked that. Let's go to Joe, though, to see if we can get a quick connection for you, because we only have about 3 minutes before we have to go to break.
Sure.
So,
okay.
So, all right.
Yeah. So, Margaret, I know in 3 minutes we're not a lot of time, but I feel like I have two people. I have a very strong, like, mother energy pushing through on the other side, and I get younger male who's passed. So I wouldn't normally do this, but since we don't have time, who would you rather me talk to, the mother energy or the younger guy?
The younger one would be my husband, and the mother would be his mother, probably.
The
younger male.
I'll go with your husband, if that's okay. The first thing he told me was, I don't feel that he is, so he's giving me his passing as feeling recent, but it doesn't look recent to me, like on a timeline. So I don't, has your husband passed like for quite a few years already, your husband? Cause
no,
it
like,
make me feel like you...
15 months.
Oh, so it has not been that long. Okay, I'll take that. So what the message that your husband is giving, which I you know, I don't want to push you into doing anything that you don't want to do, but he's making me feel like that you might be holding on to some stuff connected to him that's preventing you from moving forward here in the physical world, emotionally or even physical possessions. I kind of feel that too. That's why I thought maybe he was passed for a while, and, you know, it still sort of feels recent, because he's kind of shown me when people are, you know, sometimes grateful will keep people, you know, anchored in one spot in their life, and it's hard to move forward, or, you know, you feel like you shouldn't without the person physically here. But I keep seeing your husband, like, almost, like, pushing you forward. Like, he just gave me the analogy of, like, when, like a bird gets sort of pushed out of the nest to fly. Your husband keeps showing me doing that. And that's not a criticism or him being mean or anything like that, but I do feel that it's sort of like him, he's going to give you a push so that you sort of have to move forward in your life. And moving forward, he said, doesn't mean forgetting. That's what he told me to tell you. Moving forward doesn't mean forgetting or leaving things behind. It's more just about that you're here physically still. You still have plenty of life to live, your husband keeps saying. I got to ask you, Margaret, are you still in the house that you were in with your husband or something? Or I feel like when I say nest, yes, like a bird out of a nest, I literally mean like your nest or your home. So you're still in that place?
Yeah.
Okay. It doesn't mean you have to.
I don't know what to...
Right. I understand. And please know that your husband understands too. But he's showing me that he's going to help you and sort of like take your hand and guide you forward. But it seems like it's your husband's style that it might be sort of I have to laugh at your husband a little bit because I don't know if he didn't have a lot of tact, your husband, or if he was just a little bit like, a brute isn't the right word, but I feel like the way he's going to do it, you're going to be like, really? This is the way you chose to help me out? But it's not a bad thing. It's just, it's not very delicate or dainty. Like I kind of feel like your husband might be a little bit of like, you know, not have like, again, it's like a tact thing a little bit. And I have to laugh at him.
Well, he had a lot of tact. He was just funny. He had a sense of humor.
Oh. I may take that then, okay, because he's making me feel like, okay, so just please know, Margaret, that your husband is going to help. Okay.
Alrighty, Margaret, thanks for calling in. Our best to you, okay?
Thank you.
Alrighty, you're welcome. Okay, guys, we're going to take a very quick break. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back to our phone lines in just a moment. Stay with us.
When grieving the loss of a loved one, sometimes a hug is just what you need. Hugs from Heaven are lightly weighted shoulder wraps that are made from the fabric of your loved one's clothing. Your clothing can also be made into memory pillows and sachets. Each Hugs from Heaven is handmade with loving care and is as unique as your loved one's spirit. Visit us at hugsfromheaven.com. That's hugs, spelled with a Z, from heaven.com. Who couldn't use a hug?
Hello, I am Lloyd Auerbach, parapsychologist and author. You can learn much more about life after death, precognition, mind-matter interactions, remote viewing, ghost hunting, and other psychic experiences and research through the acclaimed Distance Learning Parapsychological Studies program at HCH Institute. Our courses are audio-based with additional written and video material. Call HCH at 925-283-3941 or visit www.hypnotherapytraining.com. Our courses include The Search for Life After Death, Being Psychic, Psychokinesis and Precognition, Ghost Hunting, Theories and Models of Psychic Experience, and more. Taken singly or as part of the certificate program, these courses will enrich your knowledge of parapsychology and the range of psychic phenomena. You'll learn about being psychic yourself. Visit www.hypnotherapytraining.com or call 925-283-3941 for information about our individual distance learning courses and certificate program.
I would like to introduce you to the Forever Family Foundation, a nonprofit organization whose mission is to provide support for families who have suffered the loss of a loved one. We believe in the continuity of the family, even though a member has left the physical world. We invite anyone who's trying to cope with the loss of a loved one to contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707 or on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
We all grieve in different ways, and let's face it, grief hurts. Losing a loved one is usually the hardest event we will ever face. We can throw our hands up and become hardened by our grief, or we can take positive steps to transform it. Love knows no death. A groundbreaking and powerful grief transformation method can be what you've been looking for to provide some peace and understanding. It was created and written by medical doctor and professor Dr. Piero Calvi Perazzetti, and it's a combination of a self-help workbook and video course. The workbook has the power to lessen grief and foster significant healing, and has already helped countless people to not only lead productive lives, but to do so with the knowledge that they will indeed see their loved ones again. The workbook can be purchased for $19.95 on Amazon or on the foreverfamilyfoundation.org grief and loss page, where a digital version is also available for $9.95. Love knows no death. Truer words have never been spoken.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by Forever Family Foundation.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back. Our guest tonight is Joe Peretta, and before we get back to him and our phone lines, did you know that you can financially support the work of Forever Family Foundation, which is a 100% not-for-profit organization, without sending us a single penny? Here's how you can help. When you shop on the Internet, think of us before you go to Amazon.com. And instead, go to foreverfamilyfoundation.org and just use the Amazon link to get to Amazon. There's a link on every page of our website. And if you add that one simple step to your shopping, a dollar percentage of everything that goes into your shopping cart will generate a donation from Amazon to us. And if you don't shop on Amazon, there's another way you can help us, and this will also produce a donation to the Forever Family Foundation without you having to send us anything. Just visit iGive.com. Sign up with iGive. It's free. And just name Forever Family Foundation as the charity of your choice. And just like with Amazon, a portion of your spending results in a donation to the Forever Family Foundation. Once you set it up, every time you shop on the Internet, iGive.com will automatically send us a donation whenever you shop in one of their more than 1,400 online stores. And these are places that you're already shopping in, like Bloomingdale's, Home Depot, Old Navy, Sirius Radio, TurboTax, and many, many more. So go to foreverfamilyfoundation.org, and please take a few moments when you shop to show us that you care. Okay, so let's get back to our callers. We have time for a couple of more callers before our show is over, and we're back with Joe Peretta. So let's get back to our next caller. Yvonne is calling in from New York. Are you with us, Yvonne? Is Yvonne
Hi.
With us?
Hi. Yep,
welcome
I'm here.
To the show. Would you like a reading with Joe?
Yes, please.
Okay.
Yes, I would.
All right.
Okay. Hi, Yvonne. How are you?
I'm good. Hi, Joe.
Good, good. Okay, so you're looking for a connection, right, on the other side?
I am.
Okay, so I have a, Yvonne, do you have a son on the other side? Because I keep getting like a younger guy, and he comes through younger than you, so I'm not sure if it would be like your son, or it could be like a nephew, or even like a son connected to somebody else, but would you know who that is?
I have a brother who's younger than I am.
I don't want to make that fit unless your brother was much younger when he passed.
No, I don't have any.
Okay, hold on. I'll keep asking. Don't worry about it. We'll figure it out.
Okay.
Hold on a second. You know, I never, ever confuse brothers and sons, but for some reason, I want to say that this is probably your brother. But why do I keep getting him feeling like he's younger than you? Did you take care of your brother all the time? Were you the one that, like, you know, he asked for advice or something? Like, it feels like when someone is taking care of somebody else. Do you understand that? If not, then I could be wrong here, but...
I do have a younger brother who passed, but he actually was a grown adult, and...
But he was younger when he passed.
He was an adult, like 50 years old.
Okay, I'll take that. I mean, that's, for me, that's still younger to pass if he's young, but he was your younger brother.
Yes, he's the youngest.
Okay, if he's the youngest of everybody, I may take that.
Okay.
But for some reason, he kind of, I don't know if, again, if your brother thought of you as, like, very motherly, or if you thought of your brother sort of, like, in a way that you had to take care of him or look out for him or something, but he just came across with that sort of, like, that, like, energy that a kid would have or, you know, of yours. But anyway, so your brother, he showed me, he said a couple of things. First, he pointed to... the chest, which for me is usually like when someone passes from like the heart or the lungs, or there's like an issue with that area. And then your brother said something about telling you that it's okay, like if you didn't get to say everything you wanted to say to your brother, or like he's showing me, I get this with a lot of people though, in his life, like that either they didn't get to say goodbye to your brother, or for some reason, I'm getting, like, a few people around him feeling like they had things that they wanted to say to him or say goodbye, or and, like, didn't get a chance. I usually get this when someone passes either like kind of quickly or unexpectedly, or you didn't know if they were going to pass at that time. So would you understand that?
You're actually 100% correct.
Okay, you understand.
You are 100% correct about what you're saying.
Okay. Because I feel like it's like you, but not just you. Like there's like a lot of people feeling this way. And
that
your brother, I feel, is kind of saying this to you because obviously you're on the phone, but everyone else that feels this way, like that they do not have to feel bad about any of that. Your brother knows how everybody feels. He gave me a couple of things. I wish we had more time, Yvonne, because I really feel like I could like dive into this. But your brother showed me a tattoo. So I don't. Do you know if anybody got a tattoo for your brother, or like if your brother had gotten it?
My mom.
It feels like it's like
my mom.
Your mom got a tattoo?
Mm-hmm. For my brother.
Gotcha. Okay. So. He's just acknowledging that. And then I keep hearing him say stepson, but he didn't have a stepson, did he?
Not really, no.
What do you mean not really? Like, did he have, like, a girlfriend that had a son or something, or?
I don't think he had he didn't have any children, and he was single.
He keeps saying, like, stepson. Like, I want to bring up the stepson, but I don't know where to place that. That's why I said I feel like I could, like, really dig in here, because he gave me that like I'm supposed to acknowledge his stepson, and he gave me I'm just asking for more from him. Would you know who, like, I don't know, Donnie, Danny, I guess it could even be like Danielle, like the DN name. Do you know who that is?
No.
When I asked about the whole stepson thing, that's what he told me. So just please keep that there, because it might somehow be someone that he knows, or, you know, I don't want to take up too much time because I know we have a very limited amount of time, but
sure, a few seconds left.
Okay, so just
30
please,
seconds.
Your brother, there's one last thing he showed me. He showed me your mom, and then he put gray around mom. So whenever they show me gray around someone, that's either my symbol for someone who's already passed or someone who's here and they have some health stuff going on. So is your mom here and there's some health issues with mom right now?
She is here. She does have heart issues, but she's doing good.
Good. I like that. Your brother just said to let you know that he's watching, that he sees what's going on with mom. And I did feel like there may be some mobility stuff coming up. So just watch mom's like legs and getting around, because I think that might be the sort of next thing that's coming up with mom. But overall, I'm not too worried about it. Like, I think she'll be just
fine.
Okay,
you're 100% right. She went to the knee doctor today. So thank you. You're right.
Okay, gotcha. That's your brother just acknowledging he's still looking out for your mama. Okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
Alrighty. You're welcome.
Thank you for calling in, Yvonne. I hope this helped.
Thank you for having me. Have a great evening.
Alrighty. All right, we have time, I think, for maybe one more caller. Let's go to Debbie calling in from New York. Are you with us, Debbie?
Yes, I am.
Hi, welcome to the show. Would you like to have a mini reading with Joe?
Yes, I'd like to have a mini reading.
Okay.
Hi, Debbie. How are you?
Okay.
Okay.
Doing
so
okay.
I have... Yeah. You know, Debbie, you have quite a few people. I wish I had more than 5 minutes with you. So there's this man coming through on the other side, older gentleman, and he keeps pointing to his head, which for me usually means when someone passed from either something of the brain or like an Alzheimer's or dementia, but he keeps saying the head is like a big health thing before he passed. Like, is that your dad, your father-in-law who would have had like the head issue or the brain thing? Do you know what that is? It's okay if you don't right now. He also gave me my name. I know I brought that up to someone else before, but I keep hearing like Joe, Joseph, Josephine, like the Joe name. So I don't know if that would help you place it, but I keep hearing that name.
That's my best friend's husband was Joe, and he had a brain issue.
And
before
he passed. Okay.
Yeah.
So was he a little bit older, this guy?
No, I mean, a few years older than me.
Only because, I'm honestly, though, is your dad passed, your father?
My father's passed, yes.
Okay, because I really think I have your dad. Like, I know I have your father, but I think I just have this guy, Joe, coming in with the head issue. So, and you said this is a friend's husband, right?
Yes.
Please just let your friend know, if you can, that her husband came through and that he's okay, because I feel like that's important just to let her know that happened. She must have just been talking about him more, or just talking to him. I do have your father coming through. Really quickly, your father showed me a number one which is my symbol for when either you're the first or the favorite, or I'll take if your birthday's in January. But for me, it's usually when there was like a special relationship or like a favorite kind of thing or something like that. So please just know your father's coming through with, oh, you're the only. Okay, I am too. I'm the only one. I have the number one too. So please just know that you were your only, your father's only, and his favorite, of course. I'm just supposed to acknowledge that. Now, your dad, he is bringing forward, okay, you really do have a lot of people on the other side. I get a man coming through in your generation. I usually get that when it would be, hold on a second. You really do have a lot of people. I don't know if you have a husband or a brother on the other side, but I do feel that it's someone in your generation that would be close like that. Your husband, okay.
Yes.
And your husband came through with a younger guy with him, too, like the generation below you. So do you know, like, is there, did your husband lose any, like, I don't know, nephews or something? Or is it a younger guy with him? It's okay if you don't understand who that is, but I sort of feel like that's another, like, connection through somebody else, like a friend's son, or that's sort of how I'm getting it. And I do feel that this younger guy passed through some kind of drug issue, and I kind of get, like, criminality around him. So I think it might have been, like, some of those
pretty
troubles.
His buddy, when he was a kid, died of a drug. He committed suicide.
I was very troubled. That makes sense to me. So it's just got to be a friend who's reunited with. But it has to be when they were much younger, because he came through, like, that he was much younger than your husband. Your husband said to me, would you know, like, Francis, like, that name is, because your husband gave me that name, and I think it's, like, someone from a long time ago that also passed.
Frank.
I was going to say in his family. So please just know he's with his grandfather. Your husband said now that, this is how he put it, not my words, please do not shoot the messenger. Your husband said to, I don't know, like, stop blaming him or stop being mad at him. Are you, like, angry at your husband for passing, or do you feel like it was his own fault that he, like, passed or something? Because he keeps saying, like, in order to, like, sort of deal with this, you're going to have to, like, forgive him or let it go with him. Do you understand why he's talking about that?
I guess, you know, I'm mad because he's not here, you know, to be with me through this whole corona thing.
Right.
So I do yell at him a lot.
there it is. So if you're yelling at your husband, that's okay. You got to let it out. You can't yell at you for yelling at him. But you can't hold on to it too deep, because he's making you feel like you're, you got to forgive him. Like, I really do feel like, as much as you may say, like, you know, you couldn't have, you know, lived longer or done this or done that, he's really making me feel like there was sort of no choice. Like, I'm getting his passing as that. Like, this was the last time he could have passed. And he gave me one time before. So I don't know if your husband was very sick at another point in his life before this and could have passed or almost did. But he said to me there was another point earlier, and he took, like, almost like the last train out or when, like, the last bus comes. Like, he had to go at this point, your husband. He said to me to tell you that something about being on the beach, or he visits the beach. Was your husband, like, a big beach guy, or do you have, like, I don't know, any connection to the beach? Like, he says he's there.
Yes, we love the beach.
I'll take it. That's sort of like his version of heaven kind of thing. You know what I mean? Think of me at the beach, like that. Are you holding, like, your husband's jewelry or something in your hand right now? Why does he keep showing me you, like, playing with something, like a ring or a coin? Do you know what that is?
Not right now, no.
Do you, like, hold? I keep seeing you holding on to some, like, it's like metal, like a ring, or, but it's not wearing it. I feel like I'm holding it, like, almost like, you know, like you have, like little stress balls, and you, like, squeeze them when you're anxious or nervous, or,
about 30 seconds, Joe.
Okay, so just please think about that, because it might be something, like, I don't know if it's, like, a saint medal, or if it's a, I really feel like it's just something you were just holding, like a ring, or, it's okay if you don't understand what that is right now, but just please keep that there, because you keep showing it to me.
Okay.
Your husband, he keeps showing me a bunch of hearts, which is always a big I love you that they want me to give you, so please know that your husband is really sending his love from the other side, and then he showed me, he gave me my symbol for anniversary, so I don't know if your anniversary is coming up or his passing anniversary is coming up, but I feel like that, like, I'm thinking about it. And then he showed me Valentine's Day, so I don't know if you guys made a big deal about that, but he showed me Valentine's Day, like, as a significant I don't know, thing or, but again, that anniversary, please think about where the anniversary is, because, I feel like it's like in May, like he's giving me the, like the anniversary thing that I'm just supposed to,
no, not till December.
That's okay. Just keep it there. Cause it might not be your anniversary. It could be someone else's. Usually an anniversary for me is a wedding or a passing, but it's just something he wants to bring up, your husband, but please know he really is okay. He's around you. I know you're talking to him all the time. He also showed me you. I know I'm out of time and I'm really like pushing my luck here. But yes, he showed me you under. He showed me you under a blanket. So I don't know what that means. I don't know if you have a blanket that you. There's just something about a blanket that he showed me you like with all the time. Okay, Debbie, I have to let you go because we are at the end.
We've got to leave it there. Thank you so much for calling in.
All right, you take care, Debbie.
Gosh, this hour goes so quick, but I do want to thank our guest. I want to thank you so much, Joseph Peretta, for joining us this evening.
Doreen.
And if our listeners want to reach out to you, the best way is the website?
My website, if you want to book something, definitely go on my website, joeperetta.com. It's P-E-R-R-E-T-A. And I actually do really quickly want to mention that I do weekly Instagram live readings on my Instagram. It's just my name, Joe Peretta,
awesome.
P-E-R-R-E-T-A. So if you guys, you know, called and didn't get a chance to talk to me tonight, every Monday night at 8 p.m. Eastern time in New York, I do those. So, you know, if you wanted to check me out there, you can.
Oh, that's wonderful. Okay, well, thanks to our listeners for being with us tonight. Please join us next week at 8 p.m. Eastern Time for Signs of Life Light. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm Doreen Molloy. If you'd like to check out my work, you can visit me on the web at DoreenMolloy.com. I wish you all a wonderful evening, and always remember, your loved ones are just a heartbeat away, and one day science is going to prove it. Good night, everyone.